Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. Joining me is the producer who keeps us on the edge here, Pat yes. Hamilton.
Hello, hello.
Oh, how are you doing this morning?
Are you on the edge? Did it work?
Yes, it did. Okay. I am definitely on the edge. Thank you all very right. much. I'm just like hot. It's hot. You're so chilly.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful today. Day in the neighborhood. Couldn't you get Pat a sweater?
Well, he took the sweater
would you
off.
Be mine? Huh?
He just took the
sweater off. I know. Isn't that something? He says, zip, boop, took that thing off.
One, two, three.
But he's got the shoes on. Also joining me is John Ramos.
Hello, hello.
You know, we like to have a lot of fun and talk about a few things that's happening, but keeping God's news behind the news is one of our driving forces because the Word of God is about good news.
Yeah.
It's about good news. And I want to welcome our Christian Television Network audience this morning. We have a wonderful interview we're about to have with Christians,
Concerned Women,
Concerned women for America. Excuse me.
Penny Nance.
The producer's got me
on the edge.
Yes, the president and CEO of Concerned Women for America. We're so excited to be able to have her today on VFN TV. And we're going to talk so much more about some other things that are taking place as we speak. But we're going to talk about this too. Four things that women need in their life. Pat's brought that to me, and I'm going to share that.
Very good. He has a lot of wisdom in that.
And area. John's going to share about three things that men need, and we'll just listen.
Just three?
We'll just listen. Just three.
We need a lot of help.
Most men,
help, John. Help, yeah, help, right, help.
Right. John's probably got seven.
He's
the four things the women need, and he's the three things that men need.
I need a lot of help.
He's a needy man. And so it's very exciting to be able to talk about that because we got to think about, you know, love is about what other people need, not about what we need. Mm. And if you give to others what they need, there's a chance that Pat may love you. No, that they'll love you. The big thing is that despite what men do back to you, God loves you for loving folks and all that. Mm-hmm. And this young little ones, we're going to hopefully have them today's program, four programs back to back. Probably won't have much time to be able to do it in this first program, but four programs back to back. It'll bless your heart when these young men worship God. With a voice and with a guitar. It doesn't sound like that when I play it.
No.
Nothing like that.
We've heard it.
Nothing like that.
Not even close.
I can play that. I can play one song on the piano.
That one note.
I can play one song on the guitar, and I can play, that's it. And we're also going to talk about neighborhood preparedness. That there was a day that neighborhoods were prepared, but now we've got to the suburban type lifestyle, and everybody's saying, we'll take care of you, and every politician comes in. So people just defaulted and said, man's going to take care of me.
Right.
And then you find out, like, oh, they're taking care of themselves. But And so God began to speak to me some years back about really thinking about, I don't know, being a good Samaritan. No, when you're a neighborhood type, taking care of your neighborhood. Being a former police officer, I always thought about that. I was in neighborhood policing, and we even started it in our in the county that I was a deputy in, deputy sheriff in. And I loved working with the neighbors and helping them out and all that. But we're going to talk about that in today's programs because we want to be able to help you begin to think outside the box. Because as an American, as a human being, and definitely as a Christian, we need to be able to take care of folks. We need to be able to help them out. And we're real good at taking care of ourselves. But God wants us to lay down ourselves and take care of others. But right now, we're going to join, as we speak, we're going to join CEO of Concerned Women for America, Penny Nance. You're on VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Thank you so much, Penny, for
our pleasure
coming on there. We're talking to Penny Nance with Concerned Women for America. She is the president and CEO. We're so glad to be able to have you on the program.
Oh, thank you for having me. I appreciate that.
Well, tell us a little bit about Concerned Women for America. I know you're coming in the Gulf Coast area where our studio is located, and we were excited to find that out, but tell our viewers and our listeners a little bit about Concerned Women for America.
Well, thank you for the opportunity. Yes, Concerned Women for America is the nation's largest public policy women's organization. We're not newcomers. We've been around for about 35 years. We were founded by Dr. Beverly LaHaye. Many people know her name. And we have been very active in the state of Florida now for many, many years. Our state director is Terry Johansson. We have about 22,000 members in your great state.
So Terry, who I was talking to, is actually the representative in the state of Florida.
Oh, great.
Okay.
And so I'm sorry. What was your? Did you just ask me a question?
Well, that's why you said Terry. The Terry that I was talking to is she's the representative for Concerned Women for America for Florida.
Yeah, she's our state director. That's right.
Okay.
And so she's been in that job many years. We have, I don't know the number off the top of my head, but several, dozen chapters in the state of Florida, and Terry is in charge of all of those. And we are just so grateful for the good people of Florida that there's so many conservative, just faithful, dedicated women in that state that are willing to step forward and lead and to, take charge of the conversation, not allowing people to say that women are monolithic. We are a pro-life, unashamedly
right.
pro-life organization. We have seven core issues. Our seven core issues are life, marriage, their national sovereignty, which means that we care about issues like the national debt, and we don't have to genuflect in front of the UN if we don't like what they're doing. Education, we believe in local control of education. We support the idea of charter schools and parents having choices to homeschool or, do private Christian school or any number of options, and they need to be in control of their kids' education instead of the state dictating to them what they can do. The issue of sexual exploitation, which includes sex trafficking, which I know is a big issue in the state of Florida, and Megan's Law and Jessica's Law and those issues, those laws that protect our children. And pornography and protection from children from pornography on the internet. And the issue of religious freedom, which is such an important issue in today's world. And of course, we'll be talking in a second about why we're coming to Florida, but it's certainly in line with that core issue. And then finally, protection for the and ending in support of the nation of Israel. We know that at this time in history, that Israel needs all of her friends to stand up and be counted, and we are among those.
That is so good. I'm reading your website, and I'm looking at some of your interviews. I'm thinking, like, it's just you were such a great asset to our country, Concerned Women for America. If y'all have not yet gone to their website, you can go to is it cwfa.org.
Yes, or concernedwomen.org. That's easier. And
yeah.
I think on our front page is basic information about Common Core and why we don't support Common Core education. And I know that's a big issue in your state.
Yeah.
But the reason I'm coming, and I'm going to be
yes.
down there on March 14th in Pensacola, and our that event will be at New World Landing Facility. That's on
Palafox
Road in Pensacola, and it'll be from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. Central Time March
14th,
which is Friday, March 14th. So joining me will be our chief legal counsel, Mario Diaz, and of course, Terry Johansson, who's our state director, and then also a family physician, Dr. John Littell, who's an MD, and we're going to talk about the issue of Obamacare.
Right.
What does that mean for your family? What are the religious liberty concerns surrounding it? What does that mean for your costs? Like, what does this look like, and why are there concerns
right.
surrounding it? And just, we'll have Q&A and just an opportunity for us to be together and just do a forum.
Well, that was one of our concerns. We know we first saw this because we were thinking, is this some sort of partisan thing, or is it a value thing? Everybody can come.
Well, certainly, we're a nonpartisan organization, and it's a value issue. I mean, I've given you our core issues, and depending on what the issue is,
right.
I mean, for instance, we're supporting Bob Menendez's bill on Israel, the Nuclear Free Iran Act, who's a Democrat. We work across party lines to Democrats and Republicans, but we are a conservative issue.
Right.
So, so often that does mean that we're more in lockstep with Republicans on specific issues, but hey, we'll work with anybody, and we have members who are independents and Republicans and Democrats. Everyone's welcome. our basis for our beliefs, so our Christian worldview, and free market principles and constitutional principles. And so whatever, you know, whoever party you think best represents that, that's how you should go. But this is, there are some issues that are important. It's important for the future of our country.
Yes.
And it's important for our children. You know, 80% of healthcare decisions in this country are made by women. We tend to be the caregivers for our families. When our kids need to go to the doctor, even urging our husbands to go to the doctor, and sometimes our parents and grandparents were in charge of their health care. So this is an essential issue for women. We don't, you know, live in little silos. We all, you know, often are, many of us are married. This, you know, what happens to our nation's health care, whether what our premiums are, what we are forced to pay, whether we want to or not. All of that is important to us, and we need to have a discussion about it and what next steps should be.
So if you're talking to, you are talking to our viewers right now and our listeners, just invite them. What would you tell them to encourage them? Because the deadline for signing up for the Affordable Health Care Act or Obamacare is just in a couple of days. It's the law.
Yeah, so I need you to come sign up on our website at concernedwomen.org. Yeah, come let us know. I mean, we need to know only that we need to know so we can plan accordingly. And there's a very small fee, you know, just to cover cost to come. But, you know, this is an important issue. You know, a sixth of our economy is our health care. And how we deal with it affects jobs. It affects end-of-life issues, you know, whether or not bureaucrats decide what health care your family gets, you know, or certainly our elderly. It affects, you know, your accessibility. There's many, many issues, and there are even religious liberty issues, whether or not you think that your dollars should go to pay for abortion or not. We have to actually have an honest discussion and think through these issues. Like, you know, our government only works, democracy only works if we all participate.
Yes.
And so in order to participate, you need to be educated. And this is an opportunity for you to come and hear from some national experts, hear from a family physician of how, you know, what we think you should be thinking about and what the issues are related to this. And you hear a lot of people on TV, and it's hard to have a full discussion
yes.
when you have to talk in soundbite.
Yes, it
when
is.
When you have a little 5-minute segment on Fox News that you're watching or CNN.
Right.
But when you can have the conversation, and maybe there's some concerns that folks have that they haven't really been able to ask anyone about, we'd love to help with that.
Well, I do want to say this, since it's about healthcare, I guess you're probably going to serve chicken, right? It's not going to be a good beef, you know, fatty
you know,
beef.
Honestly, thank God I don't have to make that decision. I've got really great people who work for me.
Yeah,
and
right.
They'll eat whatever's put in front of me.
Oh,
so
same here.
I have no idea, but I know we will feed you. So
we'll make this.
That is one of the things about being a women's organization. We understand hospitality and food. So I always try to offer food at my events.
Well, I want to tell you this. It was so encouraging to see Concerned Women for America and your values. Every single one of them is like, you've been around, but it's almost like we need you guys brought into the conversation everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Y'all need to be there because you have the heartbeat of, I believe, you know, this is one nation under God. We believe that God put his kingdom in men and women, and they came to America to be able to search out a land. And because they were people under God, eventually became one nation under God in our founding situation.
Right.
We got to get back there. And your values are just right in. It's like, oh my, every one of them. You know, we just so appreciate you guys.
Well, I'm so excited that you're excited about what we're doing. And, you know, if your viewers and listeners want to come to our website, I think they will be too. You know, we're not newcomers. The mainstream media is not ever going to give us a fair shake. They want to go to Now for the women's perspective, but we have twice the membership of Now.
Wow.
We are not small. We are earnest, and we're hardworking, and we've been around a long time. Our office in D.C. is one block from the White House. We have been here. We're not going anywhere. Our ladies lobby both at the state capitals as well as our federal capital. We have those relationships and have built them over many, many years, and we're not going anywhere. And so this whole idea, this phony so-called war on women, is really a civil war. It's a war of leftist abortion rights advocates whose whole goal is to force women of faith to abandon our beliefs, and we're not going to do it.
Wow. Well, thank you. I appreciate you so much for what you're standing for. And we will send people to your online website. And when they come to Washington, are they able to come by and see you? Anybody's coming up?
Absolutely. We would love it. And we do, you know, we do lobbying days. We have fly-in days for volunteers. And if folks want to sign up for a 535 program named after 535 members of Congress, we have home team captains, and join a local chapter. That's how you can find out what's going on and be plugged in. But even if you can't do that, if you're, you know, I know there's a lot of working moms out there and folks that are so busy, or maybe you're older and you can't travel, go online and sign up for our alerts, and we will keep you up to speed on what's going on. Maybe your part is just to pray.
Right.
You know, and that's important. Huge. We have prayer action chapters. We're doing both. We're going to pray for our leaders. We're going to pray for our country. And then we're going to get up off our knees and we're going to do stuff.
Yes.
So whatever it is that you're led to do, if you're a person of means and your job is not really, you're not really led to be the activist, but you want other people to do it, write us a check. We got to pay the bill.
Yes.
So there's something for everyone to do, and we'd love for people to join us.
Well, I know it says you are going to be at the New World Landing in Pensacola, Florida, at off Palafox Street on March the 14th, mm-hmm. Friday at 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. It's just a simple $15, covers the food and all that. But we get a chance to get educated on a law that they're going to expect us to follow in a couple of days after mm-hmm. that. Well, mm-hmm. thank you so much for speaking
you.
To us. Thank you for coming. We're looking forward to coming there and eating whatever you're going to put before us.
All right, come join us. I'll look forward to meeting you.
And hearing, you know, we're really looking for some truth here. You know, tell us the
That's
truth
right.
about this thing so we can actually educate the Gulf Coast. God bless
Thank
you, and
so
we'll be
much.
Praying for
God
you.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Well, you've been listening to Penny Nance with the Concerned Women for America. She's the president of Concerned Women for America out of Washington, D.C., and she's going to be here on March the 14th. 6:30 p.m. at the New World Landing. They're going to be serving food for everyone. So make sure you come out there and participate. We need to get educated. What's going on from a Christian viewpoint, keeping the conversation light like we're doing here at VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. We got to find out what we're signing up for and what it's all about and how our families will be covered. We'll see you there.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Military chaplains' prayers under fire? Defending prayer in the military. This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
And I'm a military chaplain, and just received a briefing from our chief of chaplains that our commanding general had talked to a JAG officer and recommended that from now on when we pray at drills that we don't use the name of Jesus in our prayers.
I will tell you this. We've gotten a resolution at the Air Force level where you're not being told how to pray. That has not made its way through all the other branches. We're working on that. It is a big issue for us. Anthony, hang on the line here. I'm going to get you in touch with some of our legal staff, and we'll get right on your situation. But it is something that we are still working on. We've had good news so far, but we are not done with this battle yet.
The American Center for Law and Justice is committed to defending your religious and constitutional freedoms. To become more involved in protecting these freedoms, visit us at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
But I want to encourage you, if you're not presently connected to a church family, if there's not a church family that you're connected to that knows you by your name, that loves you, that prays for you, that you pray for, you know, Paul's writing to the church of Ephesus, and he says, every joint supplies. And think about it. You're disjointed. You're disjointed. You're out of joint. You're not into the body because there's only one body. There's only one church. Jesus is the head of it. And you know, maybe that, you know, you've had a little struggle with wherever you were and you didn't fit and you were disjointed in that. But, you know, find a family to relate to. Find a church family to relate to, and not only show up because you want to be supplied, but show up and become have an abiding relationship with God and be a supplier. Mm. You know, be a source.
you know, for others as well. And it's like every joint supplies. So I want to encourage you. There's a lot of things. There's a big shifting taking place in the body today. And God's bringing people to himself. And you know, basically people that have been inside something are heading out. And people that have been outside something are headed in. And the truth is you need to go where God is calling you. And that's where you go. You go, you stay, you relate, you know, you function and realize this is pleasing to God. This is pleasing to God. Ne'er one of us is all the parts or all the pieces. We need each other.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back to VFN TV, the daily radio program. We were so excited to be able to talk to the CEO and president of Concerned Women for America, Penny Nance. Make sure that you participate in that. We need to find out what's going on.
That's
like
right.
She said, this is the law. It's not a good idea, or, you know, everybody's all caught up in politics. Mm-hmm. You know, as Christians, we got to find out what the law is, and we have to follow that law, and it's a law. And so find out more, come down to the New World Landing and participate with us. You can find out more at VFNTV.com. As a matter of fact, if you don't know this, that right now you can text the letters VS and Victor, VFNTV, to the number 22828. That's VFNTV to the numbers 22828. And you can automatically subscribe to the Torch newsletter. And you're going to be updated with the stuff. So if you missed this program today, and you would have found out about New World Landing when you got home that Friday.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? That's what happens. So make sure. We need to show up. We need to find out what we're signing up for. And I love their perspective.
Yeah. Their issues are right on target.
I know.
Awesome. Beautiful. Israel.
I know.
Great. I'm like, man, this is great.
Yeah. And one block away from the White House. So they're constantly going in and educating the senators and the representatives. And the executive branch into saying, you know, these are the issues, this is what's going on, and representing the Christian viewpoint.
Sure.
And the founding fathers and just the original intent, I believe, of the nation is what I would say.
Right.
You know, and just pray for them. Visit them. You can find out more at VFNTV.com and click on the Torch. All the details. By the way, too, we will have available for you on the VFN Torch for every pastor out there a PDF. It's a thing you can click on. It'll open up and you can print it, and it's exactly the size you need for your bulletins for your church gathering. It's already set up for you. You can just pull that up, click on it, print it, and print as many as you want, and you can inform your congregation. Because think about it. If we don't sign up for this, and like a friend of mine said, he says, you know, I'm protesting this in my heart. And I'm not saying I'm protesting it, but he says, I'm protesting this in my heart. He said, but this is the law. And I'm going to do it. I'm going to sign up for it.
March 31st is the deadline. March 31st.
That is the deadline. So whatever time you're listening to this, if it's after or before, you got a few days left, or you better get back to healthcare.gov.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what was that website they started? It's omg.gov.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't they do that?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Well, I do want to say this. You know, we want to stay on the topic of healthcare. We have so many things we do want to talk about in our programs. We're four programs back-to-back. Monday through Friday, live on Christian Television Network around the nation, around the world, also in the Gulf Coast region and on WHBR. 1.4 million viewers or potential viewers in that particular area right there. Great sponsors that stand with us. Make sure you visit our sponsors. Go to VFNTV.com. At the top menu, you'll see, you know, sponsors. That you can see, even see it behind me now. And just give them a big shout out if you need what they have. You know, go by there and just get the product there, get the service there. But thank them for standing up for God and country in that order and for Israel. Speaking of Israel, you know, Israel does have health care that takes care of all their folks, I believe. You know, and so it's not wrong as Christians for us to take care of folks.
Well, really, not just their folks, but as we found out yesterday from the prime minister, care of folks that, you know, people that got injured in Syria.
That's right.
That's real beautiful.
You got to catch that. If you didn't catch that, you can catch that on VFN TV, go to the Torch, but also the whole speech is there and to be able to hear it. But yes, that's as a person who says they follow God, one way that you love God is to love others. And we can't just default. Somebody says, well, we're taking care of people already. You say, okay, how are we doing that? Oh, I just heard that on the last, you know, conservative talk show, whatever, said that you don't know.
Right.
You don't know. So you first got to find out how we're doing this. And the truth is, the fairness doctrine in our hearts as Christians is that if you're all Christians, if you're all say you follow the Lord, right? And you go in because you got Blue Cross Blue Shield. You got your little card. You pull it out like you're a badge with the FBI. They come in, they wheel you in, buy you a steak. They do all these wonderful things to you if you have a baby there because you paid your bill in full. But then you come in because you've been challenged economically. Your environment was different. Your education was different because of a lot of unjust type things that were going on. And now when you come in, they just say, sit over there. But in God's eyes, that 60-year-old woman was just as important as you with your little yuppie suit.
That's right.
And your little Blue Cross Blue Shield. Mm-hmm. And you were running through there and you didn't even think about her. And so what we're talking about as Christians, we got to think about how can we participate and help in making sure if somebody's hurting, if somebody's sick, Jesus said, whatever you did, the least of these you do to me, that we help them. And I don't hear a lot of answers coming up right now. But I just want to thank, you know, what everybody's doing in regards to educating us. But this is the first time I really heard somebody that's nonpartisan that's going to come in and be able to educate us. Make sure that you participate. If not, we'll make available to you. We will have a few more interviews and pass up notes about what we learned as well. You can catch it on VFNTV.com. Don't forget, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on VFN Radio. You can download our app. You can catch us at VFNTV.com, or you can watch us on Christian Television Network around the nation and around the world.
The Army Navy Store. Come visit us today in one of our two locations to better serve your needs in Crestview and Fort Walton Beach, where we have tactical gear, guns, ammo, multicam, and so much more. Come see us today. Amazing Automotive, serving all of your automotive needs for over 30 years, where their motto is, if it flies, floats, or rolls, we can work on it. On the corner of Hollywood and Marietta Boulevard. Come, bring your vehicle in today. DME, Digital Media Education. If you have an interest in learning how to create exciting and impactful videos, or how to better understand the technology of recording and producing music, then Digital Media Education is for you. Contact them today. Horse Rides of Pensacola, where they offer riding lessons, trail rides, riding excursions, and fun on the farm, and so much more. Saddle up and let's go for a ride today. You Scrub a Pup in Marietta, right across from the Santa Rosa Mall, where we offer three levels of service for all of your dog washing needs. Shampoos, after-bath doggy colognes, lots of treats and belly rubs, and so much more. Bring your dog in today. We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
If you've ever looked at the church and have thought to yourself, these people are just way too perfect for me to come around them, then you know what? You and I are a lot alike. That was my story. I thought everyone in the church was just perfect, and I was the only one with issues. But guess what? Everyone that comes to Jesus has a background. We don't come to Jesus because we're perfect. We come to Jesus because we need a Savior. And you know, I was at that place. I was at that place where things weren't going right in my life. I was away from God. I was in sin. I was chasing after the world, trying to find an identity, trying to find myself. And the more I kept looking for myself, the more I went deeper and deeper into sin. But then I had an encounter. I had an encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ. And when that happened, everything changed. Yeah, my life wasn't perfect, but I met the one who is perfect. And with that, I'm absolutely okay. I want to encourage you to read my story. You can read other stories of people that were not perfect, but people who met the perfect one. Mm-hmm. You can go to meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet him.
You know, John, I think about the goodness of Jesus Christ. When I hear about the joy and the goodness and the life and the celebration that I read in the Word of God that Jesus talks about, you know, when I hear about religion and I read the Word of God and I hear man's religion, then I hear Jesus, there's a big difference. And I hear about what Jesus is saying, and it's just like, I want to know the Jesus that Jesus talks about. I want the joy that Jesus talks about. And if you're ever wondering, how do I get that joy? How do I get that goodness, that life, that happiness that Jesus talks about? I want to encourage you. You can get that relationship. You can get that daily joy through abiding relationship with Jesus Christ. Go to iabide.org. Jesus Christ has love and he's got joy specifically for you. iabide.org.
Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV, the Daily Radio Program. I am your host, Greg Lancaster. Joining me is Pat Hamilton.
Hello, hello.
The producer. Mr. Producer of the VFN Radio Program.
Yes, I am.
Wow.
See, if you're wondering why he doesn't talk more, that's what he does.
That's how he rolls.
I've tried for years. Listen, if you, I got a witness. This is what Jesus says. He says, listen, I don't make witness of myself. Go ask Tracy. Right?
That's right. That's right.
Also joining today is John Ramos.
Hey, hello, hello.
Can somebody help me here? Stop talking. I'm gonna no. Man, you remember keeping me up to 4 o'clock in the morning years ago? Yes.
When he was single?
Yeah, yeah. He owes us a decade. And for those that are listening to us.
Can we do that, Mike?
I don't even know. I mean, who would ever thought that we would be talking to the world on his 40th birthday?
Oh.
But we are talking to the world on his 40th birthday.
Yes,
I know so many people. So many people. By the way, you can like this segment and just send the video around the world, all the way up to Richard Crisco in the northern borders, all the way out to Mississippi, California, Fire School, UWF, Commissioner Lou
May.
We have
a lot of important things to talk about.
Well, I haven't finished yet. We're trying to build the network for it. And so, but think about this. He's going to be 40 years old. And then think about it. And we are going to talk about some important things today after this important thing. And with this, he spent his whole 30s like he was 50. It's almost like, you owe God a decade. You owe God a decade. I mean, is he not going to be the perfect grandfather?
Oh yeah,
I'm over here, little sonny. Sit on my lap. I'll tell you stories. And it's like, but you're just like a grandfather.
Am I?
You're like a. Oh, his jaw's hanging down. When we get off the air, I would like police protection. Can somebody send the FBI over here? Howard, I need the equestrian unit. Wow, don't hit me on my knee. Stop it. No, but he's going to be 40. We're celebrating that hopefully soon. That's going to be, when is that?
What's I don't know when you're busy. Yeah,
you're going to be busy.
Out of town or something.
Really
it's
got to
be. Isn't his birthday soon?
Yeah.
It's soon. 40 years, half of 80. And it's 40 years, which he's going to come out of his wilderness experience. And then some kind of glory is going to happen. The water's going to part. And life's going to be easier for all of us, right? Isn't that right, Moses?
Hey, sounds good.
But, you know, what I'm thinking about is this. I'm just thinking about, wouldn't it be good?
About?
I mean, we just need, like, documentation.
No documentation.
We need videos and pictures and, I don't know, mugshots. Things that just help us out.
We were kind to you on your 50th. We were very, very kind
50th?
To you.
50th? What are you even talking about,
my
50th?
Whoa,
this is not about me. Oh, let's just move on. I am being selfless here.
Oh,
I am being selfless. In regards to this topic. No, I'm excited about your 40 years and recovering a decade. We have work to do. Even when he was younger, when we were doing that prophetic Malachi mandate, remember, he was so young then, he could sleep on a root all night long.
All night long.
It didn't even bother him. He slept on a root.
I have aged, no doubt.
As a matter of fact, we need that footage. We would like to have that footage. We can just bleep out your part, Chris. Chris was new in the Lord back then.
He was really green back then.
And then to come play John stuff.
Hit record.
That's
Hit
a good idea.
Record.
That's a really good idea. We need to do that. I'm telling you what.
It's a very good idea.
If anybody, you know, they say if you arrest someone for being a Christian, that they have to let them go for a lack of evidence. We got evidence.
Yeah.
Everything's been recorded. All the video, all the mistakes. Oh, dear God, help us. So today on VFN TV and the Daily Radio program.
All right, VFN Radio.
So pictures, videos, documentations, mugshots, things of that nature that we can actually appreciate the 40-year investment that John has made into life itself. And by the way, for those listening from University of West Florida, UWF, he is a graduate out there, and you might be able to find his yearbook. And he had more of a fade and a lightning bolt thing going on back then. No, that was earlier, right?
That was earlier.
A jersey. Oh, my goodness. Listen, Sophia. Listen to me. Began to call around and talk around and look at the family members up there. And it's simply one time to get to celebrate you. What a wonderful opportunity. It's a wonderful opportunity. Right. I'll be 60. Right. You don't want to mess with me. When I'm 60, I'll be so old. Like, he's picking on that old man. He's picking on that old man right there. Get my walker. He's hurting me. Get my walker. So back to VFN TV and the radio program.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Thanks.
I don't know if you missed it, but on our earlier program, we had Penny Nance with Concerned Women for America. Make sure you catch that segment because it's soon. You got to sign up for the health care. It's the law. Or unless you have a health care plan already, unless you have, for those that are covered under other programs, I believe that you're exempt. And I'm not sure about these alternatives. But Fox News reports, as we talked about on an earlier segment.
That's right.
And hopefully it's a related link to this, that Christian alternatives out there, and they're not insurance plans, but they cover you if you get sick out there. And I can't remember what the name of them was. But we want to talk about, we're going to find this top 10 law enforcement, how many people's, these huge forces of law enforcement. We talked about it, but we never did talk about it.
We never really got to it.
It's,
we need to.
It's because Pat cuts us short. He just cuts us off. It's just it. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 So we're going to talk about, in this program, we're going to talk about four things that Pat told us that women need in their life. And we're also going to talk about three things that men need. John talked to us about, but it, there is a disclaimer. John probably needs all seven. He's a needy man.
Needy.
Yes, He's a needy man. But these are really helpful. And the guy, the man, what's the author's name that wrote this particular book?
His name is Stephen Scott.
And what's the name of his book? The Richest Man, right?
The Richest Man Who Ever Lived.
The Richest Man Who Ever Lived. Look at that. Did you see that? He's alert.
Yeah, his eyes open. Look at that. Wow.
I was impressed that you read the book. You're going to tell us everything about it?
Well, actually, he just read the notes.
I read the cliff notes.
That's what I was impressed.
I read the cliff notes.
That's what my eyebrow goes in there. I said, wow, he wrote a book.
Well, he wrote a book on Solomon, the songs of Solomon and the Proverbs. And it's the most publicized, I think it was a bestseller on Amazon, and reprinted in so many different languages.
Well,
he
drew the wisdom from a man who had quite a few wives. I guess he gleaned quite a bit there.
Right. And so what he's talking about, you're gonna hear him speak, and we'll have access to his books and all that on the torch. You can find out more. It's just a little segment is about a hope deferred makes a heart sick, and so we have to have hope. Hope is so important. And hope is a desire with the expectation of attaining that desire. And what the enemy wants to do is take away hope from you. That's why you need vision. We talk about vision all the time. Without vision, you're hopeless.
That's right.
And hopeless, your heart's sick. But in women and men, he talks about in that, he takes that to the next level with relationships that, as an example, just cutting out of this book, and hopefully we'll actually have that and be taught more about it soon on a future program. But, that you don't want your spouse's heart to be sick. You don't want your friend's heart to be sick. You don't want your brother or your sister's heart to be sick, or your son's or your daughter. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But why would their heart be sick? It's because maybe they need hope. You need to speak hope in their life. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so he talks about that in the context of what a woman would need and what a man would need. And if you know what makes your heart faint and sick, then you have an obligation to be able to participate in the process and not just say, I hope somebody encourages me. You got to go get encouragement. You know, David encouraged himself in the Lord. And sometimes you're going, you know, I'm going to find me a good book. I'm going to find me a good teaching. I'm going to find me a good, sometimes it's just laugh. Mm-hmm. You know, whatever it is that you take, I'm going to get vision for the future. I'm going to get a yellow pad out or a piece of paper and just start writing some stuff out and planning the future or dreaming. Yeah, dreaming helps. You know, dream gets you outside your reality. Mm-hmm. Somebody says you dream too much. That's the thing. Yeah, that's what they said to Joseph. You know, he was a dreamer. They called him. You go, yes, dreamer boy.
Right.
And it's like, you know, I'm trying to get out of this nightmare I'm having with you right now. So I'm just going to dream. Okay, I'm just going to dream for a moment. And but I will be back. I will be back into the nightmare. No. So we're going to talk about that, and we're looking forward to it. Plus, if we get to it, the top 10 largest police forces, according to the Jerusalem Post, in the world. Mm. Right back after this break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
I was just listening to Paul Keith Davis talking about, you know, how God said, he must have said to Lucifer, he says, hey, you took one of my best men when Stephen was stoned, and he's, I'm going to take one of yours. As a matter of fact, listen up to this. This is just awesome.
By about 35 AD, two years into the Pentecostal movement, Stephen is stoned. I actually had a, I saw that experience myself in a visionary encounter where I saw Stephen being stoned. I saw as Stephen was dying, he looked up into heaven just like the Bible says. And in my experience, the Lord stood up, as it says in the Bible, but he pointed his finger at the devil and said, that one is going to cost you. And it did. I saw this undeniable link between the stoning of Stephen and the reaping of Paul. The devil stole one of God's great men, so God stole one of his. Don't think for a minute that the Lord's going to let anything get away. And in my revelation, the Lord said the devil would have been better off leaving Stephen alone. But now he's got to deal with Paul. And Paul is still a thorn in his flesh. And everything Paul did for the kingdom, Stephen shared in the inheritance.
That is so awesome. I mean, think about it. Everything that Paul did in the kingdom that Stephen shared in his inheritance is a revelation that God had given him, Paul Keith Davis. And it's just so often you think, oh my goodness, they took this man or woman of God out. And you think, begin to pray for the one that took him out, understanding that God was going to meet Saul on the road to Damascus. He's like, okay, all right. You don't see the bright light you saw in Stephen's face, you're about to see on your road to Damascus. Mm-hmm. I mean, think about it.
Yeah.
And he took Saul. He didn't say, hey, let me tell you, Jesus saves. And if you want to make a decision for the Lord today, I got five fingers. This finger represents this, you know, all that kind of crazy stuff people do. He just said, boom. And Saul goes, Lord, Lord. And he's like, right. You know,
get on the right side.
And the organizer became the organized that day. Mm. And it's a powerful thing. But I love that, you know, Satan regretted the day that he ever took Stephen. And there's men and women of God that you, if you understand that right, because Saul was so toxic that when he got saved, nobody wanted him but God. But he was the answer to everybody for God.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And that's how toxic he was. He was such a, you know, he was too Christian to be sucked by the Jews and too Jewish to be sucked by the Christians and, you know, and all that. And here he was now having to go to a people and nobody wanted him at first because they were scared of him. Even the very man that was Ananias was going to pray for him.
You want me to go where?
You want me to go where?
And pray for who?
Are you crazy?
Come on now.
Well, I don't know if he said about the crazy part, yeah. But...
Sure right. I'm sure he thought.
Wash me, Jesus.
And
think about that. That the fact is that look what God did with the very one that stoned Stephen. Over half of the New Testament was written by Paul. Let's begin to lift up our heads and realize God can save the hardest of sinners, the ones who are dogmatically set against him. That if we'll pray for those that are held captive by darkness, God can set them free on the road to Damascus while they're riding their horse. God can knock them off their horse and show them his awesomeness, and they will immediately give up their ability to organize and say, organize me.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back to VFN Radio and the Daily Radio, VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. Joining me is Pat Hamilton and John Ramos.
Hello, hello.
We had just a wonderful time on the first part of this program. I was thinking, We are going to be talking about the producer. No, we're going to be having, who is our author?
Stephen Scott.
Thank you very much. The name of his book is The Richest Man
Who Ever Lived.
He wrote a book on Solomon and Songs of Solomon, Proverbs, and it is the most printed book. As a matter of fact, and he's going to talk about four things that women need and three things that men need. And he talks about marriage, but the truth is you're a woman before you're married, and you're a man before you're married, and the truth is every man needs this and every woman needs this, and if you get that before you get married, you won't demand that from your spouse who has not yet had it themselves. And so I think this is so good, just hearing wisdom coming from Proverbs. Listen up.
To us, wisdom. And the great thing, Stephen Scott, is you have this amazing book called The Richest Man Who Ever Lived. Mm-hmm. This book reached number two, number one.
This one was number three.
On New York Times bestseller?
On Amazon, Wall Street Journal, the business books. But Amazon, it was number three, all titles, fiction
amazing.
And nonfiction.
And totally very practical.
Yes.
Because what you do is you look through Proverbs and you apply the Proverbs, and it's not some ethereal kind of theoretical out there, I don't know how to do this, but you really put feet to it, and you tell us, this is what Solomon's saying, and this is how it relates in your life.
Right.
Like hope.
Like hope. He says, hope deferred makes the heart sick, but desire accomplished, it's a tree of life. So he says, when we defer one another's hopes, their heart, the core of who they are, gets sick. And when they get sick, we see a cycle, and the cycle is down. It's a terrible cycle. First you lose your energy, then you lose your creativity, then you lose your productivity, your motivation, your commitment, your trust, and finally your commitment. So every relationship that goes south starts when one of the spouses defers one another's hope. And so we talk about what hope really is. Solomon, if you took everything he said, it's not a wish. Hope is the well-founded, confident belief that that which is promised, pursued, or committed will be accomplished within a specific amount of time. And we were talking during the break, a woman goes into a marriage with four great needs, even if she can't articulate them, and a man comes into a marriage with three great needs, both expecting that the other person is going to finally meet those needs. Well, what happens is, those hopes get deferred, usually within 6 months of the ceremony, and the marriage starts to go south. Well, we can turn that marriage around with the second half of the proverb, desire accomplished is a tree of life. So one of the things we do in chapter four is we get into those four great needs of a woman,
yes.
And three, and every man needs to know that. Ladies, if your husband doesn't know that, then you've got to share him the book. Now, the good news is, give him the book, because the title is Richest Man Who Ever Lived, King Solomon's Secrets to Success, Wealth, and Happiness. And he's probably interested in the success side, okay, because most men are. And he'll just come on to number four, and whoa, it'll blow him away. So just kind of, you can just get it to him. And this book has been used by men's Bible studies all over the world. It's in, I think, 17 languages now. But the number one, for example, the number one need of a man isn't his sexual need. Number one need of a man is to feel admired and respected. Mm-hmm. And very quickly after the ceremony, usually within even a couple weeks, the wife has looks and reactions and words that show just the opposite. And pretty soon they make us feel pretty low, like we're maybe even stupid, okay? Mm-hmm. How many times do I have to tell you that? I mean, that right there says, well, I guess you're really dumb because you haven't learned it the first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, or seventh time. See? And so they start to peck away at that number one need. Second need of a man is to feel loved and desired. So we get into what that really means. Third need is regular physical intimacy. And like it or not, because that's not one of the four great needs of a woman, like it or not, that's what a man needs. And if the first two are met, the third one he's not as desperate for. If the first two aren't met, the other one becomes the medication. And then he seeks whatever fulfillment he can for that one, and it can wreck his life. Four great needs of a woman. Number one, security. Not financial, but the ability to feel safe. I can say how I really feel. I can be how I really am. and he's still going to love me. He's not going to criticize me, ridicule me, set me aside, that he values me. That makes me feel safe. Number two great need of a woman is communication, connection, meaningful communication. So we get into what does that mean. Third one is romance. A woman needs romance. And men usually stop being romantic shortly after the wedding. That part of our brain dies, but there are things we can do to bring it back to life. We have a Redeemer, thankfully, who rose from the dead. He can bring that part of our brain back. And the last need of a woman is non-sexual touch. She wants to be able to have her hand held, her back rubbed, or just she wants hugs without it having to necessarily lead to the bedroom.
Whoa, that's so good. Is it not good?
Excellent.
Oh, my goodness. And just want to say...
Did you take notes, buddy?
Well, I saw you feverishly writing there, and I'm encouraged.
Well, he already knew it already. Okay. You know,
that's for our sake.
That was for us.
Okay.
And we're just trying to live up to that, Tracy. I mean, we know that he's able to do all these things so well. But, I mean, this is very good. Is it not good? It's very good.
It's very good.
He goes on to say, and you can hear this in its entirety, because this is Marilyn Hickey interviewing him. Mm. And also access to his book and all will be on the VFN Torch. It'll all be there for you. But that he talks about Mitt Romney's son.
Which one? I'm he like, has like 10 of
I don't
them.
Even know. I don't know anything about Mitt Romney. But he basically talks about that particular fourth need. And I'm like, I wonder if he okayed you to talk about that on national television, that you touch without expecting anything. But the truth is, I got news for you. Everybody wants to be touched, sure, and affirmed, and even Jesus says, lay hands on people and pray for them. And I know working for years with the fatherless and mm-hmm. going in with Next Step Outback Father and Son camping trips and all, mm-hmm. that when these young boys got affirmed and touched and blessed by these men in the community, every man in the community, they just wept. There was so much healing that took place. And so this is really not a gender thing as much as, and understand when they talked about the fourth, the third thing on the male that says if the physical needs are not met, then things gets twisted. But there's a combo deal thing going on. Yeah, the relationship at home needs to be right. But understand there's so many people that they only have their touch at home. And they touch no one in their workplace. They touch no one in their ministries. Yeah. They touch no one. And it's like, and then what happens is you have people turning to the world for the wrong form of that. Mm-hmm. And the world's more than happy to be able to do that. But for the woman, he said four things. He said, because hope deferred makes the heart sick, is security, helping your wife feel secure, protecting her, stepping in. And sometimes you're stepping in, it seems like, against her will to protect her. Mm-hmm. But in the end, she'll come to you and go, thank you for stepping in. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Pat already knows.
Pat knows. I'm learning. I'm trying to get this.
He's got like a...
Working on 15 years. How many years?
A few.
No.
Oh, you're getting him in trouble now. He can't. He knows the score of the Saints, but he don't know that date.
Yikes.
He doesn't know?
Sorry, Tracy. Sorry,
I've been married 25 years.
That's the expert. I like that.
I didn't read all the books.
Well, hey.
Where I went in.
they didn't work. I'm only 15 years in, but, I've got ways to go.
He had a book burning within 90 days.
Wrong!
Liar.
That doesn't work. But anyway, the second thing that a lady needs is communication, which also Pat is so good at doing.
Of course.
He can just look right at you and just communicate with his right eyebrow. But just talking. So tell me about your day. Uh-huh. No. Right? Oh. Uh-huh. No. But just staying alert. Don't fix nothing, and listen to the day that's going on. And then romance, buying flowers, fixing dinner. And everybody's,
he's got that down.
This is a rubber stamp. People aren't rubber stamps. I mean, some women will be going like, what are you doing?
Don't waste no money, no flowers.
Put these pebbles, vacuum these pebbles off the floor. Coming from the doorway up here. What are you doing? That is $25.75.
Exactly. Right,
just go get an image or something. Pull up a little a digital image on the internet of flowers and just kind of hold it up, And romance, which romance is like a couple tickets to see the Saints and some some peanuts and chips.
Works
and,
for me.
And your jerseys and just kind of sit there and go, whoa, you know. No, nothing. That's not it. And then non-sexual touch, which is just touching them, you know, putting your hands on them and loving them. But this is everybody. You need to touch everybody. And if you associate, and so many people do associate touch with sex. I mean, they're just amazed, like, no. Never call someone. No.
No.
No. No. No. I'm sorry what you're thinking, but that did not. No. I can see that you associate
not
those
remotely.
Two together.
No.
Yep. Didn't. God will have to tell you in the heavenlies. Nope. Yeah. Did not. No. And, but, you know, think about it. This is something John does, right? I mean, he's like, mm-hmm. So you're rubbing my shoulder, but I like that. I like that. Rubbing
he
shoulder
does that very good himself. He's good touch.
I mean, think about it. I mean, you have animals that touch each other more in regards to grooming each other and taking care of each other. But, you know, especially in America, they go out and get their pedicures, they go out and get their manicures, they go out and get their massages from all these strangers. But they get home, they don't touch anybody in their home. They don't touch anybody in their relationships. They don't touch anything.
Yeah.
But all these people, they paid to do what we should do naturally for each other. I mean, when I came home, when my father came home from work, you know, he had a long day of work. I would be the one that would be on his back right there when we were all watching TV. And I'd sit there and rub his back or pop his back or whatever you do with family, that kind of thing. We were our own chiropractor back then. And men's needs, but to get them in, we're about to go. Men's needs are feeling admired and respected, you know, admired. In respect, go figure. I know that's true. It's amazing. And then the second one is feel loved and desired, and to feel it. That this, and of course, respecting is how a man feels love. He doesn't feel love with a whole bunch of flowers. When he's respected, he feels loved. And regular physical intimacy. And this is what he says. He says that if we don't get these physical needs met, it turns in and takes this man over and destroys the man in the relationship. But he says this in the last part of the proverb. When desire is accomplished, it's like the tree of life. So it's worth helping people whose heart are sick. And Jesus came to heal the brokenhearted.
That's right.
Let's start with our own families and begin to work our way out.
Oh my goodness! Auntie's Restaurant Barbecue. A taste of Southern soul on Highway 29, just 1/4 mile north from Kingsfield Road. Right on the right-hand side. Come on in and get some. Brunson Air and Heating in Mobile. They can do all of your service work quick and efficient. Give them a call today. Brunson Air and Heating. You'll be glad that you did. Mark Downey and Associates is a real estate firm that specializes in property management and high-end home sales. The secret to their success is simple. Aggressive marketing and an intense passion for serving others. Call Mark Downey's team today. Taqueria Ogies, authentic Mexican food. They're coming all over the Gulf Coast for some. Come get some today. Spicy, hot, and delicious. Your plate is next. We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless. It is amazing how this is all working. It's people just like you, friends like you, that stand with us and understand, you know, we've got to make a difference in our generation, that stand with us prayerfully and financially, that just partner on a monthly basis to financially build a foundation that where we can carry this message not only to the nation of America, but to the nations of the world. It's amazing how so many people are being encouraged by a simple gift of a few dollars a month, $25 a month, $50 a month, whatever it is. And you know what? Together, if you're having difficulty and how to present the gospel to this generation. Partner with us, and we together at VFN TV and the Daily Radio program will bring the gospel to this nation, and this nation, by God's grace, to the Lord. Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. VFNTV.com and click on giving.